Opening bell on Wall Street, and the stock market was up about 255 points yesterday to end the closing bell. The Dow is down 255 points this morning at the opening bell. It's now time for our stock and business update today, sponsored by Cetera Advisor Networks. And joining us with from Cetera is Pavlos Panagopoulos. And Pavlos, the markets continue to rally yesterday, the Dow up over 250 points. How long do you think it's going to take to get back to 36,887, the all-time high for the Dow, which was reached back in early January? Is this rally for real? Could we be headed there, or is this just what you refer to as a sucker's rally?
Well, I think maybe some people feel like it's a sucker rally this morning, Bob. We're seeing all markets down today. Of course, oil is up 5% at $114. So just check out the gas pump in the next few days. Again, if you're buying an index fund, it could be a sucker's rally. Again, you need to buy investments that benefit from inflation. Again, we have to reach this all-time high, but I think it's a long way away before this inflation cycle stops again, so just enjoy the ride.
Well, yeah, the Fed's not even using the word transitory anymore or temporary. It's here to stay for a while anyway, and it just keeps accelerating. Sounds like the 70s.
Yeah, Bob, it sounds like the 70s. Back to the 70s. You remember we wore our sweaters indoors and we had to lower the thermostats to 65 degrees. Not very fun today with the snow outside. Again, a weak administration in Washington, gas prices on the rise, global conflict, huge budget deficit. And then like the 70s, we saw the Federal Reserve behind the eight ball, unable to quell inflation due to these missteps and poorly executed monetary policy.
Well, it sort of sounds like what we're dealing with now, right? I mean, you always say those who don't learn from history are doomed to repeat it. So what have we learned from this mess Washington policymakers have gotten us into?
Well, we can't blame Putin for everything, right, Bob? They would like to do that. This has been decades in the making. We can't print our way to prosperity. Contrary to what modern monetary theorists preach today in Washington, really it's just old Keynesian economics, basically old sour wine in a new shiny bottle. But again, today our clients are interested in that gold stuff in their portfolio.
Well, so why is gold near an all-time high? And so is oil. It's back up to, let's see here right now, about $120. Dollars a barrel. How long is this?
It's going up as we talk, right?
Yes, exactly. It's chaos in the world, Ukraine, tensions with Iran, conflict in the Middle East, tensions in the Sea of Japan, adding to the worries of investors.
Yeah, you know, it's kind of a lie detector, Bob, oil and gold. I mean, the more we hear missteps and also misstatements from Washington, investors are worried and they don't trust their elected or appointed officials. Both precious metals and energy are basically on the rise. Investors aren't happy with the chaos. But, you know, we can capitalize on that chaos just like the investors did in the 70s.
Yeah, so you're saying the inflation super cycle is here to stay for quite a while, and that equates into investing in this commodity super cycle as a strategy to protect your purchasing power and grow your wealth in these uncertain times.
Yeah, but you don't want to put all your eggs in one basket. You want to stay diversified. Don't throw away your tech stocks. We're still using our iPhones, Bob, and other technology. We still use them. Again, when we see down days like that day, scoop up on those undervalued, underloved stocks, especially in other areas besides the inflation areas. Again, there's always opportunity. Again, according to Dalbar's study, investors' behavior, 80% investors, Bob, would you believe, never achieve the stock market returns.
Well, so what do you tell your clients to help them stay invested during these volatile times?
Well, basically, stay fully invested. Don't try to time this market. Folks need to see this like the 70s, and they should invest accordingly.
Okay. How can our listeners reach you and your team?
Well, we're short on time, Bob, today, but I'll be back on at 4 o'clock with T.J. Trout, and we're going to talk about how to profit from this chaos. So stay tuned at 4 o'clock. And I also want to mention that it's a Greek Independence Day.
Ooh.
Is this Friday, 201 years. And I just want to, you know, shout out to the Ukrainians. I know that Winston Churchill once said, you know, Ukrainians don't fight like heroes. Heroes fight like Ukrainians. And so that's what they said about the Greeks. So let's hope that things get better in this world and the society and what's happening in the world. Lastly, I want to mention Securities Investment Advisory Services are offered through Cetera Advisor Networks, and Cetera Advisor Networks is a member of the Securities Investor Protection Corporation. Bob, we'll see you next week, and try to stay safe. The roads are really slick out there.
All right. Thank you very much, Pavlos.